This is Comfortably Uncomfortable, the podcast about getting out of your routine comfort zone and feeling a little uncomfortable so that you can have the life that you've always desired. Comfortably Uncomfortable with Stephanie Lee starts right now.
Hello, this is Stephanie, and I am completely, utterly, totally comfortably uncomfortable. And hey, you know what? I hope you are too, because that is how your dreams and desires will be met. And that is how you're going to get the results that you want while you are here walking on Earth. Very, very cool. Listen, this topic this week came from a listener. It's a request from a listener, and I'm so happy that she picked up on it. Well, it was in the episode about when I was writing my book, and I mentioned a little bit about Heath Ledger being a method actor. Now, she wanted me to go into more of a depth about method acting, which is great because I myself use that technique every single day of my life. That's right. And so do so many other people. Let me tell you, method acting is not just for actors. No, it's for you and me, and it's how we get along and how we can achieve our dreams and desires and get the results we want. Now, I think I mentioned in that episode that I wanted to become a writer. And so I started to act the part. I started to become a writer. I started to hang out where writers hang out. And that was a little bit of what method acting is. Method acting has so many diverse little parts to it. It has a lot of stuff going on within it. But if you do just those simple steps that I just suggested, right, that I did, just looking the part and acting the part, even just to go down to the mailbox and back, that would be great. And that is a start of the method acting technique. Now, listen, I don't want to say this is going to be something that is easy at first, but if you do it over time, I promise you, it will become a habit that you will keep forever and that you will become one of those people that can call themselves method actors. Or you can say that you use the method technique. Now, there are a lot of famous method actors out there that you don't even know are method actors, I'm sure. But what is method acting? Let me talk about that, and then we're going to talk about some of the famous people. And then I'm going to come back next week, and we're going to talk a little bit more about really the real depth of what is going on with method acting and why it has worked so well. Okay, so let's just talk. First, I want to mention some of the movies that I did go and see to create a content for this episode, right? Okay, so I went to see Taxi Driver, which stars Robert De Niro, a method actor. I went to see The Dark Knight, which stars Christian Bale and Heath Ledger, both method actors. I went to see Joker, which just came out Friday, Joaquin Phoenix, a method actor and a friend of Heath Ledger. Now listen, there is no doubt that this works. These actors had to really go into their roles beforehand, and they had to do stuff that you and I probably would not want to do. They secluded themselves in hotel rooms, away from their family and friends, and really became that person. They kept journals and notebooks and did kind of watching movies and deciding how they were going to act, looking in the mirror and deciding the look and the choice of clothing and that kind of stuff. It all is part of that. And I can tell you that it is not easy because you have to be really by yourself all the time. You have to, if you are one of these people like Heath Ledger or Christian Bale or Robert De Niro, Marlon Brando, Marilyn Monroe, Dustin Hoffman, to name just a few, you have to really get into it emotionally. That is a great thing. And that's what we talk about here on this podcast all the time, is your emotions. Well, sometimes the roles don't call for great emotions, but you have to be ready. And these actors go into seclusion and go away from everything that they've known in the past for months sometimes. And then they are method acting during the filming and sometimes even after. A matter of fact, I think I mentioned in that episode about writing my book how Heath Ledger had a hard time getting out of the role of the Joker. So that is the people and the movies associated with method acting. Now, why does method acting really work for so many people in just everyday life? Well, because we are going to take the cue, if you will, from these actors. We are going to actually start to use in our everyday life, even while we're making coffee or walking around or on the computer, we are going to start imagining ourselves as that person while we do certain things, while we do everyday things in our lives. Start to imagine how you would be if you were a writer and taking out the garbage. That can be so much fun, and you can certainly change your outlook and your habits to have the life and dreams and the results through that simple, easy step of just doing that alone. So that is really cool. Now, method acting really started here in New York City with Lee Strasberg, and he was a wonderful teacher, and he was a method acting teacher. He really believed in that technique, and a lot of famous people came out of his practice, out of his school, and so that is really, really cool. Hey, that rhymed, but that is what it's all about. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this first episode because I don't want to give you too much, and there's a lot of information, and it's vast. It's really vast, but I do want to say to you that it is going to be a fun episode next week, but I do want to leave you with a quote, and it's from the Lee Strasberg book on method acting. Now, this quote comes from the 1987 book by Lee Strasberg, A Dream of Passion. Yes, A Dream of Passion, and that's what we want to have, and we will have it if we do the method acting technique. It is the development of the method, as it's called. Okay, so it's in the preface of the book, and you can certainly get it on Amazon. I have it on my book list. If you go to comfortablyuncomfortable.fm and you click that link, that will go right to the page where this book is. So let me just read this to you, and then you can kind of get a glimpse at what it is. As Strasberg saw it, A Dream of Passion was to be the first authentic description of the method. It describes the way in which the ideas and procedures developed by Stanislavski were used in the productions of the group theater and the results achieved. Now, Strasberg's process of discovery led finally to an understanding of the nature of creativity. That's right. You had to be creative, right? To create these new characters, right? So going on, from his discovery of emotional memory as a key to the actor's creative process, grew his theory that emotional memory is the origin of the creation of any work of art. That's right. So we have to have that emotional memory, right? And that's something that we get over time. If we do things over and over again in repetition, we have an emotional memory of it, right? And that can be bad or good, right? When Heath Ledger was becoming the Joker, he had a negative emotional memory, right? He had that down because he had spent so much time in seclusion. And he knew how to do that, how to draw that out. So really, this method acting and this case, we're going to use a positive creative process. We're going to use a positive emotional memory to get the life that we really want and the dreams and desires that we want and get the results we want. And that's really a great thing. Without method acting, we would have a very difficult time really creating what we want. How do we draw on that? How do we imagine that? How do we become that? We use the method acting technique all the time, and we don't even know it. But if you know it, then you can draw on it anytime you want. That's it. You know what? I don't want to give you too much. I don't want to give too much away. There will be another quote or two from this Lee Strasberg book, A Dream of Passion. And that's what you need to do this method acting technique. Of course, like always, or mostly always, I do have a little activity for you just to think about. You don't have to do anything on paper or anything. You just have to think about what you want to become, how you want to use your method acting, how you want to become a Lee Strasberg student, so to speak, and use the method. Use the method that we are going to develop and create and use it every day in every way. Hey, that rhymed. And that comes from Emile Coyer, which we'll talk about in a later episode. So things are getting better every day in every way. And by using A Dream of Passion, the development of method acting, you can get A Dream of Passion and you can have the life that you want. That's it. You know what? Come back next week. We're going to talk about some more And we're going to talk about the development of the method and how we all can use it every day in everything we do. It's so cool. Okay, listen, you know where we're going right now? No? Frank? Well, we are going down to business. What does that mean? Listen, how do you get in touch with me? It's so easy. You can email me at gettingcu@gmail.com. It's so cool. I get your emails and I listen, I respond, and I do things that you want me to do. I talk about things that you want me to talk about. You can also go to comfortablyuncomfortable.fm to listen to past episodes and to understand what Comfortably Uncomfortable is all about. It's all about being, well, comfortably uncomfortable with your new life, with your new goals and dreams, and getting those results that you want. It's that simple, and you can do it. Okay, listen, I got to get out of here, but I will see you next week where we will begin part two of the Dream of Passion, the development of method acting that you and I are going to use every day in every way. Okay, I got to go. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.